I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, there are times when you reflect about what you've said in the past, especially this year, and how it comes into reality, and how, you know, you wonder about what is heard. You wonder about the attitude or the, I guess, how things are accepted, how things are, whether it's really being listened to or whether or not the words escape out of my mouth and somehow they drift somewhere and people forget. I know that the listeners who listen to this program intently and understand what I say and not try to think for me are fully aware of how this year began and how there were predictions that were made that seemed to be coming true. And I'm not talking about Ouija boards. I'm not talking about crystal skulls. I'm talking about really serious discussions we've had, both you and me, and how important they are, and how shows like mine and others tend to be placed in the positions they're in because of the fact that a lot of the material that's spoken of on this program is unheard of by the mainstream, and the mainstream's going to win. And I'll tell you why the mainstream's going to win. The mainstream's going to win because I don't think people really understand the war that's going on. There's a war for your mind right now. And the war for your mind is there to divide you. The war for your mind is there to estrange you, throw you into a quandary, quagmire, whatever you want to call it. But we have been consistent in giving you the information that we feel is important. I know many of you would rather do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, conservative talk radio with commentary on politics. And we delve into political, parapolitical stuff, but we call that the demonological or the Machiavellian politics that seem to be going on. And we try to point your finger at the Machiavellian tactics that are carried out. People want to say, well, their party's not at fault or this party's not at fault, and they're both at fault. They both do this. They both pull their antics. They both bully. They both try to destroy the social cohesion that is the United States of America, how we are as Americans. So in some respects, I got to think outside of the United States of America. I got to think outside of the North American continent. I got to think outside the planet Earth. I got to think outside the Milky Way galaxy, the solar system, Milky Way. And beyond that, what quadrants and areas that are mapped out by scientists as to where we are and where we stand and whether we're alone in the universe. Back in January of 2020, back in January of this year, I predicted that the year 2020 would be the year of space expansion, space defense, and a year for discovering biological life in space. I also said that Elon Musk would launch a string of satellites that would be mistaken for UFOs, and that's happened. I mean, it doesn't take a prophet to understand that this is how Elon Musk is thinking. This is what he's thinking about. He was going to present his satellites that are passing over the planet looking like UFOs. And, of course, his Neuralink, where he wanted to hook it up to the brain so you can basically become one with machines. Now, I saw this as deep intelligence operations. And what I mean by that is deep intelligence, core intelligence ops, are intelligences or information that if put into the wrong hands or if an adversarial or bad actor has this information or uses this information, it could destroy our lives. It could create an extinction level event. So I was thinking about 2020 and I thought of something called the Omega Key, where deep intelligence would somehow hold the keys to our utter destruction, something that would be way worse than any nuclear explosion. That would be entropy. Entropy would be the worst-case scenario for planet Earth. And many of us over the years have fallen for headlines and clickbait proclaiming foreknowledge of events. We do it for sports, the stock market, and just about any other outcomes that cannot be foreseen. And there are far more things to think about. As we are constantly teetering on the edge of oblivion. And I recently have been using the term doom scrolling on the phone to describe what's going on a daily basis. And we watch the world deteriorate from our cell phones. And how that is horrible. How that is it's degenerating into something worse. We're all being addicted to our own ends. Doomsday scares have been happening for hundreds of years, but most are sparked by charismatic leaders issuing divine proclamations. And not so, though, for the Mayan apocalypse, if you remember back to 2012. It just seemed that because of one or two theories of Mayan apocalypse, it kind of took a personality, kind of had this personality all to its own. What made this doomsday theory different was that no one, no religion or cult, was pushing it. As occurred with the biblically inspired Harold Camping doomsday of 2011. If you remember, he said the world was going to end before 2012. So doomsday predictions are almost always a top-down thing. They're a top-down phenomenon. Sometimes they pass without fanfare, or they wind up becoming tragic, like the suicides of the Heaven's Gate cult. Remember when that happened. And many say that the reason this 2012 phenomenon happened was because of a culture clash, and since many people around the world really knew nothing about the Mayans, they simply thought that they were mysterious enough and were allegedly keen astronomers that knew the patterns of the stars, and since there were biblical stories that claim of signs and wonders in the heavens before the end. People were terrified that every eclipse, full moon, and planet alignment was enough to let the countdown begin. Now we have settled science telling us that the Earth may not have long because of climate change. We're also seeing religious scholars who are now thinking that people should be rapture ready and that there are signs that the Earth is going to be shaken to its core and that the world's spinning in some quantum maelstrom. I mean, anything is possible when you're spinning around like that in this apocalyptic world we're in. Woke up today hearing about 5 earthquakes in the Cascadia subduction zone, many of them in Alaska, and I live in that subduction zone. I had a dream the other night that we had an earthquake here. I dreamt that after the fires had gone away and the rains had come down and the land would become unstable and the West Hills would then collapse into the city, the bridges would be taken out, and I'd be stuck on the other side of town. I mean, we've all had dreams like that. I'm sure we've all dreamt, you know, some very hideous dreams about the end. And it's because we have it fed to us. It's always fed to us either from scientists or religious figures. The narratives have always their focus on science and religion. And what's going on is they're sending mixed messages to the consensus. Mankind is hell-bent on discovering our origins. And they're reenacting the Big Bang and huge colliders. So their objectives are to find a natural key to open the doorway to the mind of God and understand what it's like to have the power of God in their hands. I mean, physicists have now discovered the subatomic particle predicted over half a century ago, which will go a long way toward explaining what gives electrons all the matter in the universe and all the size and shapes of those things. The elusive particle, of course, Higgs boson, was predicted in 1964 that it would be found. And it would be there to help fill our understanding of the creation of the universe, which may theorize basically occurred in a massive explosion known as the Big Bang. The particle was named for Peter Higgs, one of the physicists who proposed its existence, but later became popularly known as the God particle, which a lot of people find offensive, but it truly is a particle. And its existence helps confirm the theory that objects gain their size and shape when particles interact in an energy field with a key particle, the Higgs boson. The more they attract, the bigger their mass will be, or so the theory goes. I mean, I'm not much of a particle scientist, but, you know, I read a lot. And there's also this scary thought of a particle, this holy grail of physics. It's become unstable. That's the scary thing. The idea that it's become unstable, and you don't know because you're not certain that it has or it hasn't, but all around us, we are watching evidence. We're seeing evidence that maybe this holy grail of physics has become unstable. We're watching entropy. We're seeing chaos and blight. The Earth is showing us that it's transmogrified into something that is no longer our home, but a slaughterhouse ready to shake off parasitic consumers of all of our resources. Now, with this knowledge, we're edging closer to understanding how creation began and how powerful that force is on the quantum level. And with the possibility of its instability, we may also see the wrath of a universe that is eating itself and beating itself into nothing but a speck of light. Throws all things in reverse and making the impossible possible. Nothing in science can be settled when they are now embracing uncertainty. All things are on the table. Make no mistake. There are members in the technocracy that see themselves as gods, and many will entertain the idea that man is playing God or trying to circumvent the magic that God has kept secret from mankind since the beginning of time. And what people can't fathom is the scientists are now involved in the creation process, taking God and making it an embryo for life. Unknown life. It can also be called alien life. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.